My name is Bill Ferguson, and I teach composition class. Typical day starts at 9:30 with a technique class, 9:30 to 11.
You want to do it nice and powerful, moving back. And then nice tuck in the air jump, land, right?
Then they have a short break, 10-minute break, and then they go into an academic class, either a dance history or nutrition or a proper warm-up for class, where it's more cognitive rather than kinesthetic.
Okay, my name is Herb Smith. We're going to talk a little bit about jazz and some of the characteristics of it and why I feel it's so important. What do you know about jazz? Anything?
Nothing.
You know nothing about jazz. Awesome. Yes.
A lot of it is done in the improvisational arena.
Spontaneous. In the moment.
Then after lunch, they have a composition class, and for some of the 13 and 17-year-olds and some of the 18 and older, and then Norwood Pennywell has a choreography project that he has with students who audition for that class.
We need to make the rhythm section of the tic-tac-toe faster. It's a little too tan, 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 so it should be yan, tan, con, con, sit, down, be down. Dun, dun, dun. So it's going to be real, like, how in the heck are they doing all that so quickly, so efficiently, and not bumping into each other, right? So it's still just a little bit tentative in your body, so we just have to do it 100 times so that you don't have to think about it anymore.
Oh, that looks so much better. Thank you.
Come here thinking that maybe, especially the ones that are auditioning, that they have a shot at being a Garth Fagan dancer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The older ones think that, you know, I'm sure some of them do. Because we have a number of company people who have gone through Summer Movement Institute and have joined the company as a result of coming through this 3-week intensive with flying colors.
My name is Eugene Cleveland. I'm from Rochester. I actually went to a Fagan performance in November, and I volunteered for ushering. And Garth himself came up and asked me if I was a dancer. And I said, absolutely, yeah, I am. He told me to speak to him after the show, and I came in, took a few classes, and I've had a full scholarship since January. I would love nothing other than to be able to travel the globe doing what I love to do and getting paid for it. That there's nothing that can surpass that.
My name is Noelle Evans, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was actually homeless when I auditioned for a scholarship here. I just, you know, went all out.
Did you surprise yourself?
I think that's most of what life is, you know? If you're not surprising yourself or showing yourself things that you wouldn't otherwise have known possible, then I don't know if you're really, you know, being true to yourself.